It was Friedrich Buechner who wrote that the birth of Jesus made possible not just a new way of understanding, but a new way of living life itself. Not just a new way of understanding it, but gives us a new way of living. For we heard in the gospel that Jesus is teaching in a synagogue that people were just astonished with his teachings. I've heard it said about Dr. Rohde a few times too. They said, what is this? It's a new way of teaching with authority. For Jesus made possible not just a new way of teaching, but a new way of living it as well. And as we've just coming through this Christmas season, it reminded me of when John Paul II was about a Feast of the Epiphany. He said that we are like the three wise men who journeyed to Jesus. And now, we are like those three wise men who return to the world from which we came, to the everyday life where we will witness what we have seen and what we have heard. For indeed, it compels us to start out afresh on a new stage of journey in this new life, this new year, where we become proclaimers, we become the heralds. For the wise men were, in a sense, the first missionaries. Their encounter with Christ did not keep them in Bethlehem, but made them set out anew into the paths of the world. Likewise, we need to set out anew, filled with Christ, with a zeal of the Pentecost in our life, having this renewed enthusiasm to set out from Jesus into a daily commitment of living our life in holiness, in an attitude of prayer, of listening to his word, to set out from him in order that we can testify to his love by living a Christian life that's marked with our sense of communion, of charity, and witness to the world. For Jesus made possible not just a new way of teaching, but a new way of living it as well.